I am too old to have an abortion, I'm too old to have a baby, and other excuses for why people don't want to have conversations about abortion or don't feel the need to have their opinions heard. That and much more in today's episode. Stay tuned. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Pro-Life Guys podcast, a show dedicated to equipping you with the tools that you need to have compassionate and compelling conversations about abortion so that together we can change minds, save lives, and transform our culture. My name is Cam. I am the host of the show. It is a joy to have you back along for the ride. And today's episode, we're talking about how to draw apathetic or otherwise people who just don't think that they need to have an opinion on the abortion issue into conversations about abortion. I think about this because recently we've been doing a lot of door knocking and a handful of choice chains in Calgary, Alberta, where I live and work for CCPR. And I've had a few older people tell me when I knock on the door, hey, my name's Cam. I'm just talking to folks in the neighborhood about the issue of abortion. What do you think about abortion? Oh, I'm too old to have an abortion. Can't you see I'm way past being able to have a baby? This doesn't affect me anymore. I've talked to, obviously, a lot of fellows about the issue of abortion. Oh, I'm a guy. I can't become pregnant, obviously. Therefore, I don't have an opinion on abortion. It's not up to me. It's up to people who can have abortions. I was even doing a high school choice chain recently at a senior high school here in Calgary, and I had some kid walk by who just told me point blank, hey, I'm gay. I'm not having an abortion. My partner's not having an abortion. I don't have to worry about abortion. And I find that a lot of people get tongue-tied when they get confronted with that as to, okay, do I keep talking to you? Do I accept the fact that you are not my primary or highest urgency focus audience? What do I do? Well, I'm not going to resolve that. I'm not going to say, oh yeah, you're right. You know what? I don't need to talk to you. I want to talk to your girlfriend. I want to talk to your spouse. I want to talk to the next female that walks by. I want to talk to as many people as I can. And I don't necessarily have major preferences for whether I talk to men or women, old people or young people, those who are in straight relationships or those who are in homosexual relationships. I want to talk to everybody about abortion because we all have influential components about abortion. I also obviously don't want to refute people. I feel like that'd be weird to refute people and argue that men can become pregnant. They can't. I don't want to argue that, well, you're homosexual now, but maybe one day you'll realize that you're actually straight. I'm not going to argue that, obviously. I'm not going to argue that somebody who is too old to bear children, like, oh, didn't you know that there was somebody in Romania like 100 years ago who became pregnant when they were like 78? I have no idea what the actual numbers are. I'm not going to refute them. I'm not going to try to pretend that they can become pregnant and may have an abortion. What I'm going to do is, first of all, build common ground, make an analogy and ask a question. And then I might do a little bit of extra clarification after that. You know what? I agree with you that for many of us, obviously, as a fellow myself, I am not personally going to become pregnant and have to make that incredibly difficult decision as to whether or not to directly and intentionally end the life of my child or choose life for that child. I agree with you that people like you and I might not be personally impacted in the same way that other people may be personally impacted by the topic and issue of abortion. Imagine that I was never going to have kids. Maybe I don't have born kids. Maybe I don't ever plan to have children. And people were killing their born children all around. People were killing their two-year-olds and three-year-olds. They're bringing them to government-run facilities. And I said, oh, I have no opinion on killing born children or not killing born children because I don't have born children. I don't plan to ever have born children. I'm too old to have children. Therefore, it doesn't matter to me whether or not our society enables, empowers, and allows for the killing of born children. Will that ever be appropriate? Well, no. If we should have opinions about killing born children, then why wouldn't it make sense to have opinions about killing preborn children? And I might even go so far as to really clarify that with them of, you know, I can appreciate that you yourself might not be in this position. However, I think it's important for all of us to have a clear worldview as to why we don't kill humans to solve problems. Because we have friends, because we have family members, because we have coworkers and neighbors and people that we run into at the grocery store and at the bank and places like that, where we might encounter somebody who is contemplating abortion for their child. Maybe your grandson, your granddaughter, in their relationship, maybe your neighbor, maybe your coworker's kids. Even at the farthest length, when we think about our ballot boxes and considering political protection for preborn children, or if we think about financially supporting local pregnancy care centers, you may not currently be involved in the life of your neighbor. However, there are neighbors around us who desperately need people like you and I to be actively involved in their lives. I agree with you that you may not yourself find yourself in that position. Imagine there was somebody in great need in your community who was in a different season of life, different stage of life, and you weren't currently there. You weren't currently dealing with that crisis. However, you had the ability to alleviate their pain and suffering. You had the ability and opportunity to make life a little bit easier for them. Couldn't we agree that at the very least we should have an opinion? And if at all possible, we should try to make the difference that we can. I mean, we think about this when we think about soup kitchens and secondhand stores and Feed the Hungry and Clothing the Naked and all of these other corporate works of mercy that are out there. That I agree, and praise God that you are not in a crisis moment, and maybe you are confident that you will not be in that particular crisis moment. However, as the individuals who contribute towards a society and culture, couldn't we agree that we should be looking out for our neighbor, that we should be thinking about the people around us and how we can help them? That gets into strange territory for some people. I've talked to a number of people who have been very apathetic and say, I don't care about the people who are suffering around me. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. What I want to do then is one of two things. The first thing that I'm going to do, especially if I feel like I have a little bit of time, is to, in some ways, again, acknowledge, like, hey, I agree with you that we can't care about everything, that there's a lot of issues in our world. Imagine there was something that you cared about a whole lot. Maybe you are really, really passionate about trying to end human trafficking or domestic abuse or child abuse or something. I'm going to try to probe on a few hot button items. I might even, depending on the person I'm talking to, try to pick on something that I think that they might be inclined towards having a strong opinion on. Imagine that I didn't have an opinion. I didn't really care what was happening in the Middle East right now. I didn't really care about what was happening to those who are struggling with addiction or mental health struggles. And people were literally being killed in these injustices. Imagine if I just didn't care. What would you say to me? Or do you think that I should have an opinion and be trying to do something to eliminate injustice and alleviate suffering when it comes to cancer treatment, when it comes to domestic violence, when it comes to human trafficking, when it comes to child abuse, when it comes to genocide overseas, whatever it may be? And I want to list a few of them and try to read their body language to see if there's anything that they kind of light up for. I remember talking to a fella in the northeast of Calgary here on his way to a bus stop. And I listed off a few things, and he latched on to domestic violence. He latched on to how absolutely despicable it was for a man to take advantage of his wife or his girlfriend or somebody that he didn't even have a strong relationship with, and how despicable it was for them to take advantage of those people because of a discrepancy in strength or vulnerability or whatever it may be. And he got fired up about that. And I said, okay, if you agree that we should have opinions about the protection of those victims, protection of victims who have been born, then why shouldn't we have opinions and take action for victims who have not yet been born? Why not preborn children? Oh, well, it's different because it's just a clump of cells. They're not even alive yet. They're blah, blah, blah. Okay, now we're talking about the humanity of preborn children. Now we walk into the human rights argument. Do you agree that all humans should get human rights? Yes. If something is growing, even from one cell to two cells to four cells in an independent and coordinated way, wouldn't that mean that it was a living organism? Yes, if that living organism has human parents, isn't he or she a living human? Wouldn't that make abortion a human rights violation? That kind of thing. That's where I'm generally going to go. And so rather than refuting, rather than trying to resolve it, I am going to acknowledge that, you know what, on the surface, it makes sense to not feel as though you need to have a strong opinion about everything, particularly something that might not impact your life as directly as it may impact the lives of other people around us. However, imagine if people took that approach for other issues, particularly devastating issues that impact born children and born human beings. If we should have not only opinions and worldviews, but also take action in defense of weak and vulnerable people on other issues, then why not on the issue of abortion? I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, email@prolifeguys.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Check on our YouTube page. Help us get up to, I don't know if we'll quite make 1,000 subscribers by the end of 2024, but help us get there because that makes it easier to get guests on the show. And may God bless you abundantly wherever you're at, however many hours are left in your day.